Unit 8. Lesson 1. Movies. Practice 1. Do you wash your hair every night? Exercise. Directions.
Now you will hear people inviting others to go somewhere on the weekend. Decide whether they will accept or refuse the invitations by writing A for accepting or R for refusing. 1.
What are you going to do this weekend, Karen? Got any plans?
Want to see a movie? Rain Man is on.
Sounds good. I really need to do something fun this weekend. I've had an awful week.
2.
Hi, Terry. Pat's having a party. I was wondering if you'd like to go with me.
A party? Gee, I really can't. I'm going to a movie. That would have been nice. Sorry. 3.
Are you planning to go to the football game this weekend? We could go together.
Yep, I never miss a game. You know me. What time do you want to meet? 4.
Have you tried that new pizza place yet on Washington? Why don't we go there tonight?
I'm really sorry, but you see, I'm on a diet. I've got to lose at least 10 pounds. And pizza is not on my diet. 5.
Would you like to come to the cinema with me tonight?
I can't.
Why not?
I've got to wash my hair tonight.
Okay. What about tomorrow night?
I can't either.
Why not?
I've got to wash my hair again.
Do you wash your hair every night?
It depends.
Depends on what?
It depends on who asks me to go to the cinema.
Practice 2. What's your favourite? Words you need to know.
Nightmare. Nightmare. Fantasy. Fantasy. Comedy. Comedy. Musical. Musical. Robert Redford. Robert Redford. Paul Newman. Paul Newman. Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the dialogue between John and Liz and tick out the particular kinds of films or film stars they like in the following column.
Do you feel like going to the cinema, Liz?
Oh, yes, yes. Let's do that, John.
Well, what shall we go and see?
Well, what kind of films do you like?
Well, I like all sorts of films, really. My favourite sorts of films are like Star Wars, you know, the fantasy, special effect ones that you can escape into another world. I like mystery films. Do you like mystery films?
I quite like mystery films, yes. But I don't like horror films because they really give me nightmares.
Yes, I know. I don't like horror films either. They're sort of stupid and unbelievable. I tell you, I do like crime films. You know, where you follow the detective and try to guess who the murderer is. Like Agatha Christie stories, you know. And also, where you take the side of the criminals. Do you know the ones I mean? You know, where you wonder if they're going to get caught. You know, like a bank robbery or something like that.
Aha, I tell you what. Do you think there's a film with Robert Redford or Paul Newman in it?
No, I hope not.
Because I really... Oh, don't you like them?
Well, I tend to prefer people like Clint Eastwood and...
Oh, no. I'm not keen on him at all.
Really?
No. What about a good comedy or a good musical, something like that?
No. No, I don't like things like that, really.
The trouble is, there are not very many good ones around these days. Tell you what.
What's that?
Why don't we ring up the ABC cinema and find out what's on? Then we can decide.
That's a good idea, because I haven't got an evening paper. That's definitely the best thing we ought to do. Exercise 2.
Listen to the dialogue again and answer the following questions briefly. 1. What are John's favourite films? Why? 2. Why doesn't Liz like horror films? How about John? 3. Does John follow the role of a detective or a criminal in crime films? Why? Why not? 4. Is there any excellent film recommended in the dialogue? Why? Why not? 5. What do the two speakers agree to do in the end?
Practice 3. It is much more real. Words you need to know.
Photography. Photography. Location shots. Location shots. Period costume. Period costume. Insight. Insight.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the conversation and answer the following question.
I've just been to see Gone with the Wind. It was fantastic. Well worth seeing. Haven't you ever seen it?
No, but I've read the book. I don't think I would like to see the film, really. Who would spoil it?
Really? Oh, give me a film any day. Honestly, if I had to choose between the film of the story and the book of the story, I'd go for the film.
Would you?
Yes, it's much more real. You can get the atmosphere better. You know, the photography and location shots, period costumes, and the right accents. All that. Don't you think so?
Not really, no. I much prefer to use my own imagination. I can see it how I want to see it, rather than how someone makes me see it. Anyway, I think you get much more insight into the characters when you read a book. Part of a person's character is lost on film, because you never know what he or she is thinking.
True, but, well, I don't know. It's much less hard work going to the cinema. It takes less time. I can get the whole story in 2 hours, but it might take me a week to read the book.
I know, but it's so expensive to go to the cinema nowadays.
I know, but it's a social event. It's fun. You can go with your friends. When you read a book, you have to do it on your own.
All right. Let's agree to differ. I'll get some coffee.
On what do the two speakers differ?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the conversation again and answer the following questions.
1. What does the man think of the film Gone with the Wind? 2. Has the woman seen the film? Why? 3. Why does the man think it less hard work going to the cinema? 4. Why is going to the cinema a social event? 5. What is the woman's choice at the end of the conversation? Happy minute.
Have you seen the film Titanic? If you have and are interested, please listen to this happy ending of the story.
Jack and Rose, Part 2.
Did you know that in real life, Jack did survive the sinking of the Titanic and met Rose on a rescue ship? They landed in Halifax, Nova Scotia, a beautiful place in Canada, where Jack could paint, and Rose lived happily with him as his wife. They had 2 children, a boy and a girl. They sold the necklace that she had found in her pocket to a rich man who never told where he got it. They visited his family in Wisconsin many times. If you go to Halifax, you will find a gravestone in an old cemetery with Jack's name, J. Dawson, on it.
Lesson 2. Social Gatherings. Practice 1. Just bring yourselves. Word you need to know.
Lettuce. Lettuce.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the following dialogue between Paul and Keith and try to write out the missing words.
Hello, Paul. This is Keith.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Fine. Look, can you and Debbie come round this evening? We're having a small party. Sorry we're a bit late, but I think you know about it.
I think we'll be able to make it. What time shall we come?
About 8 o'clock.
Shall we bring anything? Some wine?
No, not really. Just bring yourselves.
Okay. See you around 8, then.
Great. See you later. Bye.
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the following 5 conversations and answer the question following each of them.
The following 5 short conversations are related and involve 4 people. Conversation 1.
Bruce? Can you come and help me, please?
Coming.
Can you start making the salad, please? It's nearly 8 o'clock. They'll be here soon.
Yes, what do you want me to do?
Well, here are the tomatoes and the lettuce. Just start cutting it up.
Okay.
What are the 2 speakers doing? Conversation 2. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Well, come in.
Thanks. Sorry we're a bit late. You said 7:30, didn't you?
Did I? Oh, yes.
Anyway, I brought some wine. Here you are, Bruce.
Oh, thank you.
What's the time now? Conversation 3.
Would you like something to drink, Tom?
Yes, please. Can I have a glass of wine?
Yes, sure. Red or white?
White, please.
Okay, a glass of white wine. And for you, Anna?
I'll have a mineral water, please.
What will Tom have for a drink? Conversation 4.
Well, here it is.
That looks delicious.
I hope it is. It's something Hungarian. We call it paprika skirka.
And what's that exactly?
It's chicken with paprika and cream. I hope you like it.
Which country does this delicious dish come from? Conversation 5. Yes, Anna, what time is it?
Oh, it's 12:15.
Oh, it's late. We must go.
Yes, well, thank you for having us. It was lovely. Thank you for coming, and it was nice to see you again.
What are the first 2 speakers doing? Practice 2. A Thursday party. Words you need to know.
Liquor. Liquor. Champagne. Champagne. Dressing gown. Dressing gown. Towel. Towel.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and try to answer the following question.
Well, I find upsets me about that is that so many people feel that they need to be drunk in order to reach that point. I like a drink as much as anybody else, but there seems to be, you know, we have to get drunk to have a good time. That has a lot to answer for.
Oh, I agree with you, because it really doesn't... You don't need liquor to have a nice time. But there's a lovely story which is absolutely true. One of my best friends, David, who, as I said before, is in the theatre business. In fact, he's an entertainer. He went to a party on a Thursday night with a bottle of champagne, and may I now add that he doesn't drink at all now, but in those days he used to drink quite heavily. And he knocked on the door of the house that he was invited to, a rather grand house, and the lady of the house came down after about 5 minutes in a dressing gown with a towel around her hair. And David said, I've come for the party. And she said, there's not a party tonight. That was last Thursday, and you were there. That's absolutely a true story.
What are the 2 speakers agreed upon?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F. 1. The man's friend David is a manager of the theatre. 2. David was a heavy drinker. 3. David was invited to a party on a Thursday. 4. David's wife opened the door in a dressing gown. 5. David was absent from the ladies' party. 6. He does not drink any more.
Practice 3. He had been pulling my leg. Words you need to know.
Casual. Casual. Elaborate. Elaborate. Witch costume. Witch costume. Bravado. Bravado. Appall. Appall. Prevail upon. Prevail upon. Pull one's leg. Pull one's leg.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and answer the following questions.
The most memorable party experience I had is one of intense embarrassment. I was invited to a party through a third person, through a friend. And I was told that it was dress-up. And so I quite enjoyed dressing up and made quite a lot of effort and went as this, a very, very sort of elaborate witch costume. And I arrived terribly proud of myself. Sort of at the right time, you know. Not too early, not too late, to make an entrance. And in fact, when I arrived at this party, this friend had been pulling my leg. And I was the only person.
Oh, no.
Amongst 60 people who were casually dressed in jeans and sweaters in a fancy costume. I was appalled. I mean, I should have had more bravado and sort of carried it off.
Was that one of your best friends?
Not a friend at all anymore. So I had to sort of... I prevailed upon the hostess and said that she had to lend me something casual to dress in, and I was actually really angry. For some reason, my sense of humor deserted me, and I felt terribly, terribly exposed.
One. What was the lady's embarrassment at the party? 2. How did she feel about her friend's joke? Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F. 1. The lady was invited to the party by the hostess. 2. The lady was not sure whether her suit is formal enough when she arrived at the party. 3. She entered into the party at the appropriate time. 4. There were about 60 people present that day. 5. The lady appreciated her friend's humour very much.